98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
Now, the Dublin senior footballers have a new manager. His name is Desi Farrell. And before we discuss that in detail with Michael Sievers and Charlie Redmond and more, Jim Gavin was named the RTÉ Sports Manager of the Year last night. And he spoke to Darren Maloney very briefly about what he's going to miss about the job.
What are you going to miss most about being part of that group?
Oh, I miss the camaraderie. You know, I miss my, you know, I'm absolutely very humbled to receive this, but really honoured to accept on behalf of a magnificent backroom team. I miss all of them. They've been superb. You know, got a great coaching team, a managing team. I'm part of it. Mm-hmm. And we've always done our best to get the players on the pitch to perform. Shane O'Hanlon, Paul Clark, and in particular Declan Darcy and Jason Sherlock have been phenomenal for me the last couple of seasons. So, but you know, you can bestow awards like this on managers or coaches or even organisations. You know, at the end of it, it's about the players, it's about the athletes. I'm just really fortunate to share a journey with fantastic players, and that's the bit I really miss, is the connection that I met with them. But you know, I'll have friendship for life, and I'll cherish those.
We'll hear more from Jim Gavin in a second. Here's the moment on Thursday when the outgoing Dublin County Board Chairman Sean Shanley announced who the new Dublin senior football manager is.
Shock to us all, shock to the system, and I would hear them cheering in Mayo and Kerry, you know, and they heard Jim was gone. So we met and we've talked to people, and I'm happy to announce, that our new manager for going forward for the next 3 years is Desi Farrell.
So Nathan, people will have heard the name and will know that played for Dublin and has worked in the underage teams of Dublin over the years. You might just give us a little overview of who Desi Farrell is and what he'll bring to this new role.
Obviously, Desi was a former striker in his day, as some might say. He retired in 2005 with 6 Leinster titles and 1 All-Ireland medal, including 1 All-Star in his back pocket. He began his Dublin management career with the Dublin Miners in 2011 before he led them to an All-Ireland win in 2012. He then became the under-21s manager for Dublin and led them to 2 All-Ireland wins during his tenure in charge, 2014 and 2017. And of course, he replaces the outgoing Jim Gavin on a 3-year deal. But this man knows all about winning All-Ireland, so it's a good appointment in my book.
Yeah, now I'm sure this will be the last time we hear from Jim Gavin for a while, but he was also named the Joint Sports Manager of the Year at the Echo Sports Awards, along with Mick Bowen, the Ladies Manager, and he gave us his views on the appointment of Desi Farrell as his replacement.
We've always taken a very much a player-centric approach. The players at the bar, that the high standards for themselves. We've always looked at how we can improve as a football team, and that's the bit we can control. I'm sure Desi, he'll do something similar. He's been involved with 20s and minor teams. I played him back with minor as well, and with senior Dublin, so I know Desi very well. It's a fantastic choice for Dublin, and I just wish him and the players the best of success, and I'm really excited and looking forward to going watch him next year.
Now, former Dublin player Charlie Redmond will be with us in about 6 minutes' time, but before that, we're going to hear from Michael Sievers. He is the new Dublin County Board Chairman, and he told Off the Ball's Shane Hannan why Desi Farrell was the man for the boys in blue.
Desi Farrell's appointment as the new Dublin senior men's football manager. Huge news, and I guess, what do you expect Desi is going to bring to that position?
I think he's going to bring an expertise that he has learned over the years. In speaking to him, he speaks of the hurt and the disappointment that was there when Tipperary beat us in the minor final, and similar to Jim Gavin for Donegal in 2014. He's learning more from defeats than he is, but he has an expertise. He has a great footballing knowledge, and he's a proud Dub. He's played for us. He's managed us at minor. He's managed club teams, and I have no doubt he will continue the culture that is there at the moment of the pride in representing Dublin and its people.
Sean Shanley, the outgoing chair of the county board, that tonight mentioned, half hinted, I guess, at possible continuity in terms of Desi Farrell's backroom team. Obviously, there are no names confirmed as of yet, but is that something you'd like to see, that maybe a couple of members of Jim Gavin's backroom team stay on under Desi?
We won't be imposing anything on Desi as regards his backroom team. What we speak about at the moment in the backroom team is the expertise that we make available, the likes of Brian Cullen and Daniel Davey and our medical team, James Allen and Dicey. There's huge experience there, and that's what we have to offer to Desi. We wouldn't be a county board that will be sent to Desi. We need to vet who your backroom team as regards the footballing side of it. We won't be getting involved in that. We trust Desi to be well capable of managing that himself.
In terms of Desi's experience with the GPA, obviously one of the founding members of the Gaelic Players Association and plenty of years with them, was that experience paramount in terms of picking Desi as a person for this position? Obviously other names were touted as well, Declan Darcy among them, and various other names, but was his background experience crucial to getting him the position?
To an extent, a lot of what's going to happen will be man management. We have some super athletes there, and the, how they conduct their business and their humility. Desi will obviously tap into that, but he's been around. He's run minor teams to win All-Irelands. He's won under 21 All-Ireland titles, and he has no little knowledge of football ability. And I think along with his business acumen, I think it was a huge combination there for success.
What means success for Desi? Obviously, it's a 3-year term. Will there be, you know, it's a 5-in-a-row team. Is the hope that it'll be an 8-in-a-row team by the end of Desi Farrell's tenure? Is there going to be targets set, or what's the general feeling on the end of Desi's tenure and what he will have achieved?
Winning titles at that level is the players and the management. Yeah, that's what their game about is winners. But there's also, from a county board perspective, that we want to grow the game in Dublin. We want to continue to grow it. We want it to be played a certain way, and we want to maintain the culture that's within the camp at the moment, and that over the last number of years, the county board have striven to develop that culture. We felt that over. We lost some All-Ireland over the years because we didn't have that inner belief and that culture. From a county board point of view, we want to continue that culture. From obviously from a management and football side, yeah, they want to win, and why not?
Michael, in your previous position, vice chairman, you would have worked quite closely actually with Jim Gavin and the players, I know, as a form of liaison essentially between the county board and the team, I guess. Sean Shanley had spoken on different radio stations, including our own Off the Ball, about his shock at Jim Gavin's decision at the end of November to step down. Was it a shock to you? Had there been rumblings that Jim might step down at the end of this year after achieving the 5 in a row? Or what was your take on that decision?
That was Jim's decision. Fully appreciated it. It was a shock. We were well into advancing of the 2020 season. Preparations were well underway. And fully appreciate that at some stage along the line, Jim would look further towards August, September and say, could I have done it a different way or whatever? And fully appreciate that it was in the best interest of Dublin GAA and Jim Gavin that he took that decision, and we respected that.
And there were some nice words spoken about Jim Gavin this evening in terms of what he's done for Dublin football, and I guess the position he leaves Dublin football in compared to where he picked it up. Obviously, he didn't pick it up in a bad position. Pat Gilroy won that All-Ireland in 2011. But what would you say to Jim Gavin after all these years at the helm of Dublin football?
We're very, very grateful. He's moved us on to the next level. We've all learned from his leadership skills and his leadership ability. He's a very humble man, very driven man, and it doesn't suffer fools easy. He's certainly left us in a better place, and he's given us all a feel for what we should be doing and where we need to go and how we maintain that desire to play for Dublin and that culture that the players exhibit everywhere they go, both on and off the field.
Obviously another man that's been spoken of, and there's been no decision made yet, and as you said about Jim, it's a personal decision, I guess, but Stephen Cluxton has been a remarkable figure in that Dublin team for many years. Do you have any indication as to whether Stephen will decide to stay on with the Dublin footballers next year?
That's Stephen's decision. We'd respect it when he makes it. I think the at the recent All-Stars. He gave as honest as he was asked, and it'll be Stephen's decision. We won't be putting pressure on him. Obviously, he's a phenomenal athlete, and everybody would love to see. But again, it's his personal decision. His body will tell him what's best for him.
Finally, Michael, I know the commercial income figures were released this evening as well, to the year ending 31st of October 2019. Remarkable rise from, I think it's 1.55 million roughly, to 2.35 million in commercial income for Dublin GAA. A lot of people talk about the money Dublin GAA already makes, but what do you attribute that rise in, or what do you attribute that rise to? Obviously sponsorship is a major thing as well, but I guess your thoughts on that rise in commercial income revenue.
It's the commodity that we can provide. It's how humble the guys were, and the product that we have is a first-class product, and people want to be associated with it, and we can't be faulted for that.
And what are the challenges you think you face in your position now? Obviously, Dublin is in a remarkably healthy position as you enter this county board chairmanship. What are the challenges you foresee over the next number of years that you face?
We need to get land. We need pitches for clubs. The rise of ladies football and camogie, and the huge increase in the number of juveniles playing our games. We're going to continue to push that to get that. But we've got to get pitches, we've got to get grass, and that will be the big challenge for us.
I assume the club calendar is another thing, and the GA calendar in general, that's something that keeps being touted about and brought up left, right and centre. I don't know where you stand on the current state of the GA calendar and possibly where the fixtures could be improved.
Yeah, I think the discussions have got to continue. There are moves. They're not always going to come to fruition, but I think it's evolving. We do our best within the county here to set out in January and to give the club hurler and the club footballer a 12-month calendar and see how far that gets us. And we just give them something definite so they'll know when they're playing and when they're not playing. Yeah, there's a big question nationwide, and it's starting. We have a dual code, which is not the same as any other card. Like we're running two games, and a lot of players are dual players, and that's a difficulty. But I think we got to keep talking, and everybody's got to put their tuppence worth in and see where it brings us.
Michael Shavers of the Earnside Club, new incoming chairman of the Dublin County Board. Thanks a lot for talking to us.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Now, our resident Dubs expert is Charlie Rebbin. He's on the line. Charlie, how are you?
Good morning, Jenny.
Charlie, your former teammate is the new Dublin football manager. What's your reaction to the news that Mr. Desi Farrell is in charge for 3 years?
Well, I think we're all very happy that Desi finally got the job. Like, there was a bit of a last weekend, there was sort of some murmurings that it might not be Desi, but I have to say I'm very relieved and very pleased that a man of Desi's experience, Desi's talent has ended up at the helm. He's followed the same path as Jim has followed, as Jim Gavin followed. Like, he went into the Dublin scene at a development level, worked with the players there, worked up through minors and through 21s, and is ultimately at the head of the table now. And the success he's had at the underage level, I'm sure will stand to him, just like it did Jim. And the experience he's garnered from that will surely come to the fore when he takes to the field with Dublin in the coming seasons.
Charlie, why do you feel he's the right man for the job?
Well, as I said, he's come through the system. He knows the county board. He knows the players. He's managed a lot of these players at underage level. So he's going to go into a team where obviously he'll know all the players anyway, but the players will have some experience of Desi and the way he operates, and I'm sure that's very comforting for a lot of the players coming in, because a lot of these players that we have now, it's the first ever change of management that they've had. They've never had a different manager other than Jim Gavin at senior county level, as the man who played under numerous managers. It's always a difficult thing when somebody new comes on board. But when somebody like Desi Farrell comes aboard, someone who you've worked with in the past, it's a very comforting aspect to have.
Yeah, and we saw three of the top players on the RT Sports Awards last night, Charlie, sitting beside Jim Gavin, Paul Mannion, Brian Fenton and Kieran Kilkenny, and they were asked about the appointment of Desi Farrell, and they all, you know, expressed their happiness at it, and also they all had worked with him in the underage setup in Dublin, which the majority of these players have done. So in terms of, you know, first day at the office and, you know, first game and so on and so forth early in 2020, there'll be no major surprise for the players how Desi works and vice versa.
I wouldn't have thought so. I know. I'd say the way things have operated in the previous number of years, where we didn't play our first team in the Auburn Cup, I would imagine that would continue. I would imagine he'd try and broaden the base of the squad by looking at some additions to strengthen the squad overall. But certainly, he has a squad there that's won five in a row. So what manager wouldn't want to be, you know, manage a team like this? Like, the playing style has often been referred to, will the playing style change? It won't really, because Gaelic games has evolved into the game that we have today, and we're the best at it. So if we're the best at it, why will we change? Yeah, we might think a little bit about making it a little bit better and a little bit easier on the eye, but he, in my opinion, he can't change the style of football, because the football, we've developed the style. Stephen Cluxton has changed Gaelic football forever by the way he retains possession from his kickouts, where before it was just kicking as far and as long down the field as you can, let the ball free. But those days are gone. It's all retention of possession and the weight of possession, and that's what winning games.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, you know, every time a new manager is appointed, he wants, I'm sure, to put his own stamp on his team in any sport, whether that be with style of play or, you know, the selection of players or maybe the signing or the promotion, in the case of Dublin, of younger players, appointing his own staff, etc., etc. But, you know, he's coming into a squad that's so good and that has won those five titles in a row, going, of course, for six. Like, I'm sure he's looking at that very, very happy, and maybe he only wants to tweak certain things, of course, appoint his staff, which haven't been confirmed yet, and so on. But in terms of the playing staff, the playing style, and, you know, what the Dublin team will do in 2020 under Desi Farrell, it shouldn't be much different, should it?
I wouldn't have thought so. I'm sure he'll make his own little marker on the team. Like, he might think that Paul Manuel has probably played better at half forward than corner forward. He might think that Kieran Kilkenny is better at full forward. Sort of. Every manager has his own view of players, and they will be tinkering around a little bit like that. But by and large, I don't think too much will change in the personnel. And hopefully, the backroom staff that he has will say the same. Now, that would be a decision for Desi and Desi alone to make it. I'm sure he'd make some minor adjustments in there if need be. But I certainly personally hope that all the guys who are there with Jim stay on and give Desi their support and experience. So we have a winning formula, so why would you break it? Now, some things will have to change. There's no doubt that Desi will put his own mark on things. But I would love to see that if all the guys are willing, that they do stay on. Now, they all may not be willing to stay on. They might have feel that they've given so much to the county that it's time for them to prioritise other issues in their life, other aspects of their life. And if they do so, they walk away with our respect and our appreciation and a great handshake. But if they are want to stay on, and I hope that they do, I'm hoping that Desi doesn't, you know, make wholesale changes in the background team.
And lastly, Charlie, you were a part of that winning team in 95, along with Desi Farrell, along with Jim Gavin, along with Jason Sherlock. And, you know, I suppose you're looking back on those times now, thinking a couple of the people who were your teammates are now managers and have managed Dublin. Have you spoken to Desi in the last couple of days, and how excited is he? I'm sure his phone has blown up massively since he was appointed on Thursday night.
Well, I'm sure he is hugely excited. I'm sure you're definitely, he's probably turned his phone off, I'd imagine. No, yeah. I haven't spoken to Desi in a few months now. I think it was around All-Ireland time at the last time I spoke to him. But listen, Desi's his own man. Like, I mean, if you picked up the phone, you could ring Desi and he'd answer it, no problem, if his phone is on. Like, there's no airs and graces about this man. This is just an ordinary, humble man who, from a humble background, who played with a great football team in Dublin and a great club in the scene. And I'm sure the scene are very proud at this juncture to have a man like Desi. They'll be disappointed the fact that they're losing their own senior manager to Dublin, because he even proved the feeling hugely last season, and I'm sure they had great plans for this season. Obviously, that'll be a rebooting of the system now in the scene now they've lost Desi. But Desi's gone on to bigger and better things, and I'm sure everyone in the scene and everyone in Dublin wish him all the very best and all the success in 2020.
Yes, Charlie, well, his number's actually in my phone. I've just checked it out. I haven't texted him yet, but I think I'll text him over Christmas and see if he'll come on early in January. He'll probably say no. I'll probably have to go through the Dublin County Board, but sure, you have to try these things.
Obviously, if you don't dip your foot in the water, you'll never get into the sea.
Great stuff, Charlie. Listen, thanks a million for your time today and across the year. Happy Christmas, and we'll see you in 2020.
Slash, Amy.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.